بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حضرت مولانا اشرف علی تھانوی رحمۃ اللہ فرماتے ہیں کہ ایک نبی علیہ السلام ایک مقبرہ پر گزرے جس میں نئی سی قبریں بنی ہوئی تھی، اور پاس گئے تو معلوم ہوا کہ اکثر معذب ہیں. حضرت مولانا اشرف علی تھانوی رحمۃ اللہ ایپیسوڈ ون نبی، I think it was Nabi Isa alayhi salam. He passed by one Qabristan, and there were a few graves there which were recently, people were recently buried. To make out from the graves, they were less sort of new structures. They were just recently buried. And when he went near, then he understood, revealed him that all of them, all the inmates of those of the graves, they were subjected to severe punishment. Dua ki aur aage guzar gaye, he made dua there and then he continued on his journey. Kuch arsa ke baad phir wahan guzar hua jabki qabre shikasta ho gayi thi. Wahan pahunche to maloom hua ki sab ke sab maqboon aur rooh aur rehan میں ہیں. آفٹر سم ٹائم آن ہز ریٹرن جرنی ہی پاس بائی، آفٹر فیو منتھس اور سو ہی پاس بائی، دین ہی وینٹ اگین ٹو دیٹ ٹو دوز گریوز، اینڈ دین ہی انڈرسٹینڈ ریئلائز واز ریویلڈ ٹو ہیم دیٹ آل آف دیم ور فور گیون، آل دوز ہو آر بینگ پنشڈ فارملی دے ور فور گیون، اینڈ دے وے لائک ان گارڈنز، like in gardens of Jannat they were now. اور حیرت ہوئی اور جناب باری نے عرض کیا کہ مرنے کے بعد ان کا کوئی عمل تو ہوا نہیں، پھر مغفرت کا سبب کیا ہوا؟ واز ویری واز بیولڈ سرپرائز اینڈ میری دعا نبی میں دعا دین there's no good deeds they perform. So what was the reason for their forgiveness? فرمایا جب ان کی قبریں شکستہ ہو گئی اور کوئی ان کا پوچھنے والا نہ رہا تو مجھے رحم آیا اور مغفرت کر دی. Then Allah Ta'ala said, وحی revealed to him that when their graves broke down, became forlorn, and became became old now, and the graves were falling apart and there was no one coming here to even make dua for them, then I became merciful upon them and I forgave them. So from this we understand that a qabristan should not be like the qabristan of the kuffar, a park, they make a park out of it. The qabr should be left in its natural state. It's not permissible to put a wall around it, many people, and to even fix a nice marble stone at the head with the name also. It's efficient to put a stone, one stone there, and put a few stones there. And yes, it's okay to clear the qabristan, a pathway for the people to walk. But if the graves fall apart, they sink in, etc., and they become forlorn, then Allah Ta'ala's rahmat now descends and settles upon them. Whereas the kuffar are concerned with the external appearance of the grave, they put flowers also there, put the grass also, put the water also there. We also following suit, we follow, we emulate them, and we also attend to the external, the outside of the grave, forgetting the inside. That we have to make such practice as amal, which will transform the azab into sawab for them. And the flowers in the garden must be inside, not outside in the way of the kuffar. So those who are alive should practice amal saliha, make dua, recite Quran on their behalf, give sadaqah, charity on behalf of them, on behalf of their dead relatives, then this will benefit them. But to attend to the grave and make the Qabristan like a park, that is the way of the kuffar. Hazrat Imam Razi rahmatullahi alayh, ek dafa, kam taraz hai, ek dafa Isa ala Nabina wali salatu wa salam ka ek qabr par se guzar hua, aapne bitor kash dekha ke azab ke farishte mayit ko azab de rahe hain. Aap aage chal ke apne kaam se farigh hokar نبی امام راز رحمت اللہ علیہ امام نبی عیسیٰ علیہ السلام once he passed by grave, and when he was near to the grave, then it was revealed to him that this person was being punished then. So he went near to the grave, must have made dua, and then he went on. آپ آگے چل گئے اپنے کام سے فارغ ہو کر جب آپ دوبارہ یہاں سے گزرے تو اس قبر پر رحمت کے فرشتے دیکھے جن کے ساتھ نور کے طبق ہیں. On his return journey, when he passed by the same قبر, then it was revealed to him, he saw now that they were malaika, angels of mercy at that grave, and they had trays of noor for that person. Aapko is par taajub hua, aapne namaz pari aur Allah Ta'ala se dua mangi. He was surprised and bewildered. They made namaz Nabi Isa alayhi salam, and then he made dua to Allah Ta'ala to reveal the mystery of the mystery. He was being punished, and now angels of rahmat are there presenting to him trays of noor. Allah Ta'ala ne wahi bheji, ey Isa, ye bande gunegar tha aur jab se mara tha azab mein giriftar tha. So Allah Ta'ala sent wahi, O Isa, this person was a great sinner, and from the time he had died, he's under punishment, he's suffering punishment. یہ مرتے وقت اپنی بیوی چھوڑ گیا تھا, اس عورت نے ایک فرزند جنا اور اس کی پرورش کی یہاں تک کہ بڑا ہوا. اس کے بعد اس عورت نے اس فرزند کو مکتب میں بھیجا. But when he died, his wife was pregnant, and after his demise, the wife gave birth to a baby boy, and she nourished this boy, she cared for the boy, and when the boy was now of age to go to the maktab, then she took the child to the maktab. Ustad ne use bismillahir rahmanir rahim parhai, bas mujhe apne pande se haya aayi. Allah Ta'ala says that then the first thing the ustad did, taught the child Bismillahir Rahmanir, told the child to recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So when the child recited Bismillahir Rahmanir, Allah Ta'ala says, I feel embarrassed, I feel ashamed. Allah Ta'ala says, Mujhe apne bande se haya aayi ke main use aag ka azab du zameen ke andar aur uska farzand mera naam leta hai zameen ke upar. Allah Ta'ala says, that I felt ashamed, embarrassed for this person, that his child, that I punished his father who's under the earth, and his child above the earth is taking my name. So from this we understand the value and the importance, I think, of dini talim for the children. People now, they give preference to what? To secular education, give preference to secular education, and talim of the deen is a handmade, secondary, whether the child acquires it or not. No, priority is for the secular education. And what is the objective of sexual education? It's only one, is the risk to make money, to have some position, that thing. And that is all it, and this attitude of Muslims to give, that is giving preference, priority to sexual education over deen education is because of deficiency of iman. They lack the belief in Allah Ta'ala's razaqiyat, that Allah Ta'ala is the only provider, and Allah Ta'ala has set out our risk. Risku makhtum wal harisu mahrum. That risk, it is sealed. It is sealed, not it's going to come your way. You're not going to get more, you're not going to get less, but no matter what you do. And the one who has greed, he is deprived, you will be deprived. No matter what avenue you pursue, think that people, you know, they want, they have this fear, how, what my child, if he grows up, if he lacks worldly education, secular education, then how is he going to earn, how will he earn a living? He will get established by having a degree, a university degree, for example. So this, it displays now a deficiency in iman, that we do not believe that Allah, what Allah Ta'ala has said. He said he creates a person, and his risk is also created. Risk is already ordained. Yeah, there are trials. They will come. There will be trials. How you will gain your risk? There will be many trials. So if there is a conflict between our worldly needs and our deen, then the moment he sets that worldly need aside, he will get it. So it's not said that secular worldly education is haram. No, but the environment and the institutions are haram. You send your child to these institutions, his akhlaq, his character is destroyed, and his iman is also destroyed. And just the name of Allah Ta'ala, just taking the name of Allah Ta'ala, the Father, he was a great sinner, all his sins were forgiven. So a mu'min has to give priority to the deen, not to the dunya. Must not worry what's going to happen in the future. Allah Ta'ala is the provider, he is the razik, and he will ensure that you get your risk. There are many people who are illiterate in the dunya, and they are illiterate in the deen also. But they are multimillionaires, billionaires also. And there are many, many people who are educated, highly educated, but they are paupers. And they are in the employ of those who lack education. So we must always make muraqabah and reflect on Allah Ta'ala, on the razaqiyat of Allah Ta'ala, the providence of Allah Ta'ala, and that his promises are true. He said that his risk, it is set out, so we have to have belief. People, what something they say, no, your risk is not going to come to the roof. No one is saying it's going to come. Yes, for those who have yakin, it will come to the roof also. But at least the minimum degree of our belief should be this, that we must not pursue our risk in a manner which is haram and in conflict with the Sharia.